We're getting set for July 3rd baseball. Shuckers and Braves getting underway in just a couple of moments. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who was the star of the game last night in Bradley Blaylock. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
How fun was last night? 7 shutout innings. You faced 22 guys. You retire 21 and retire each of the final 18 guys you faced.
Yeah, it was exciting. Guys put up runs early, and so that kind of boosts the confidence a little bit, but when you have kind of all your pitches working, that helps a lot. And we worked on getting a feel for the curveball earlier in the week, and that helped, played big time yesterday in keeping guys off balance at the plate.
How big was it to add that to your big time of two pitches, which is usually the fastball and that splitter?
Yeah, it was awesome. It just gets them off those two pitches, keeps them kind of guessing a little bit better, and just the fastball kind of can play at the top of the zone with the big breaking ball, and if I can kind of steal some more strikes with the curveball, just flicking them in there.
What was the feeling like in the dugout after the sixth inning when you looked down at the bullpen and there was nobody warming up? It was all you for the seventh.
Yeah, I was ready to go. I was locked in the sixth and ready to go back out the seventh, trying to put up a zero and get our guys back in the hit and continue with the hot bats. I know Will, the night before, kind of got it in my brain that I was going seven, so that was good to hear from him.
First time you've ever gone seven innings in your pro career. When was the last time you went seven? High school? Travel ball?
Yeah, probably my senior year of high school in the state finals, quarterfinals, I should say. So that was good to get back out there for seven and help the team win.
How did this compare to state quarterfinals and pitching against high schoolers now pitching here in AA and going seven?
Yeah, it's definitely a big jump, but both are exciting, and here's exciting to see it, and now kind of get to build off of that going into the next start.
You also had maybe the coolest moment of your entire life a few weeks ago. Back on June 20th, you made your big league debut with the Brewers against the San Diego Padres at Petco Park. You had been up to the big leagues earlier, did not make an appearance, finally made that big league debut. Just how special of a moment was it to take the rubber on a big league mound?
Yeah, it was awesome. Luckily, my parents and brother got to be there, and just kind of took in the moment as I was coming out of the bullpen in front of a sold-out crowd there in Petco. It was like 43,000. And just being able to be up there that first time and down in Miami kind of helped. Got to be back around the guys from spring training, and so they kind of took me under their wing and kind of calmed the nerves there a little bit in Petco.
Who was your locker mate first time around, and who was it second time around?
Yeah, the first time around, I had Hudson and Gasser on each side of me, and Mitch White, and the second time I was right there with Joe Ross and Freddy Peralta down in Anaheim for a day, and then the next day in San Diego it was William Contreras and Willie Adames.
What was it like to be around those guys, not only in the clubhouse, but out there in the bullpen as well with a pitching staff and a Brewers team that's sitting in first place in the NL Central?
Yeah, it was awesome. The vibes were good there. Like they kind of flushed the losses pretty quick and got ready to go. Every day they were there. The bullpen was fun. I got to be around those guys in spring training, and kind of it was good just to talk to them again and see them again. Actually, in Anaheim, I was sitting there eating some sunflower seeds, and Hobie Milliner asked if I was nervous because I had a big pile of seeds in front of me, and I was like, no, I'm just trying to lock in, and I was ready to go the whole time. So that was the first time I've ever been in the bullpen. So
yeah, what was it like being out there in the bullpen for you? Because throughout your career, you've been a starter, and then you make your big league debut as a reliever.
Yeah, it was a little different. Kind of had to stay ready the whole time. Never knew when you're going to get that phone call. So those guys down in the bullpen kind of helped me get through that, and they would say, hey, move around a little bit here and there. So just kind of watched them and learned the first time down in Miami, but kind of knew what I needed to do to get ready and be ready for whenever my name was called.
Outside of just pitching in the big leagues, what was it like just life-wise? You're not taking buses, you're flying everywhere, you're staying in fancy hotels, you're living the big league life. How fun was that to get to experience on top of getting pitched in the big leagues?
Yeah, it's definitely different up there, but kind of the vibes are the same, even if it's on a bus or a plane ride from bus down here or a plane ride up there. Everyone's having a good time and playing some cards or just hanging out, listening to music. So the vibes are kind of the same.
How much of a confidence boost did that give you being able to go up to the big leagues now back in Double A? Hey, I can get big league hitters out. Let's get it rolling here in Double A.
Yeah, it definitely gave me a big boost of confidence. But the last couple outings down in Double A, I was struggling, and I kind of put a little bit more pressure on myself than I probably should have. So kind of just went back out there last night and had a little fun with it. Just tried not to put that pressure on myself and get back to who I was.
We talked about this earlier. July 3rd today, July 4th tomorrow. It's going to be the first time in a few years that you have not pitched. You got any favorite July 4th memories?
Yeah. 21, I was when Salem with the Red Sox, and I had some shoes made for July 4th, so that was pretty cool. And then I actually went and threw four innings of one-hit ball then, so kind of just stuck with me and kind of my dad was like, hey, you did it last night, and you did it back in the day, too. So kind of just reminded me of that and brought a smile to my face.
What kind of cleats did you get made for you?
Yeah, there's this guy back home. I had some New Balances, and he painted on them and kind of had the Statue of Liberty, had American flag on it. They were pretty cool. So.
You breaking out anything cool, whether it's the socks or the cleats or a glove or any? I know you got the giveaway shirt we had last night on, yeah. But anything else?
No, not this year. I know we got the hats, so those are pretty sweet. But I'm just going to hang out in some Brewers gear in the dugout.
Well, hey, there we go. And it was a fun outing last night. Appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and Braves coming up next.